Good afternoon. You're listening to Verulam Sports. This is Tony Rice, and we're joined on the line now by one of the most, I just think, organised human beings on planet Earth. Really, I don't know how she juggles what she juggles. She finds a way, and she does it successfully. It's Kat Ratnapala, Director of Netball, Head of Coaching for the Saracens Mavericks. Welcome back to Verulam Sports, Kat. How are you doing?
Really good, thank you, Tony. And yourself?
Do you know, very well, thank you, kind. Always great to chat with yourself. Just want to flash us back a week in time, Kat. I'm going to be dead honest with you. I was a little bit nervous for last weekend's clash against the historically strong Surrey Storm, given the first loss of the season that you experienced. But my word, you put all my fears to bed. What a great result for you guys, prevailing on the road against two-time champion Surrey Storm by 59 points to 39. Great results.
Yeah, absolutely. Stormer are obviously notorious rivals for us, London rivals, and it's always a good match when we go over to Guildford and to play them. And it was great to get an opportunity to get the players out again. Second match of the season, as you say, so still early days, but a good chance to get some more combinations out on court, to try some things that we've been doing at training, and to progress our campaign for the season.
I think in any sport, it's always important to get that first win. It tends to sometimes breed momentum. I know it's a long old season, but you do want to get that monkey off the back quickly, don't you? I guess slight brow wiping syndrome with, again, a dominant performance.
Yeah, and I think that our first game, it was no shock, to be honest, that going out onto court against Manchester Thunder, and they are a very strong side. They've been together for a number of years now, and we knew it was going to be a tough challenge, but we were up for that. And I think the scoreline, there wasn't a lot in it, and there was a few unforced errors from our side. It wasn't the performance we were looking for. There's a lot of things that we can sharpen up on, and just understanding new combinations, etc., from our side. So there's a lot we can take from the Thunder game, a lot we can take from the Storm game. We're still looking for that performance as a squad, and we're hungry for more. So it's a good place to be. One each way, one loss one win. But as you say, you know, two games down in the season, it's a long way to go, and you know, the finals aren't until May, so we've got 5 months to go through and prepare and keep on building, and our next game on Friday, so yeah, lots to look forward to.
You know, absolutely, and really, really kind of well appraised there, Kat. I've got to tell you though, again, just on paper, again, first and foremost, first win of the season, great. Away win, great. 20-point win against a historically strong team. Great. But still, what excites me, I think, is that the your own appraisal that I was reading, that you just explained neatly to us a minute ago, was, I wouldn't say disappointed, but a sense that there is still more to come from the Mavs.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think as a coach, you're always looking for glass is half full, and there's still more that you can get from players and from squads and individuals and units, etc. But you know, our second game in of the season, our pre-season games, obviously we had the pre-season games, but unfortunately not everybody was there from a unit perspective, so we were missing a few players in the first game, missing a few players in the next game that we played against so far. So there were opportunities there where we weren't the finished article, and we're still definitely not the finished article. And I think when you're giving, you know, 30 unforced errors away in a game, you still win by 20. It will take that, absolutely. But as a coach, you want those unforced errors to come down, and being more clinical on the ball, as Thunder was against us. If you're competing against the top teams, you need to be more clinical, and you need to ask yourself some more. So I think constantly everyone's looking for that perfect game. What that perfect game means is that the unforced errors comes down. There's still going to be errors there, but we're still capitalising on our possession and taking it home. So, still lots to do and lots to work on, but yeah, you're never satisfied as a coach, are you?
Well, look, honestly,
you're always looking for more.
You put a big smile on my face. I do appreciate, again, the pursuit, the quest of excellence is always tiring, but it keeps us motivated, I think, is key. Just coming back to this Storm game, and again, we'll push into the future because it's all about moving forwards, as you know. But I'm fascinated about this one. What was the sense of satisfaction about, again, not just for the win per se, setting aside what the new look Storm, this is a team where there are Storm affiliations, aren't there, at least in historical terms. George Lee's there, Joe Tripp, ex-Storm. I think yourself once you did your thing there as well. So, again, I know it's just really, in objective terms, just one game in a big old season. But an away victory at the Storm, for all those with those kind of previous Storm connections, was there a sense of great results? We'll take that. And it kind of feels, shall we say, maybe a little bit tastier than ordinarily?
I don't know, really. I think that the girl, especially from my side of things, it was very much business as usual. I think every opposition that you face, there's always going to be memories or experiences or anything else of the past. Sometimes does come up to haunt you. But the girls and myself, we're all professionals. We're all looking to take each game. And I think we are all looking to whoever you're playing, you're looking for the best out of you. I'm looking for the best out of the players. I mean, there was a few skeletons in the closet, but once you get onto court and the whistle blows, it's business as normal, and people are just very keen to make sure we push on and get the performance that we're all looking for. So it was great, obviously, for Georgia and to Joe to step onto court and to come away with that victory. But it's never really about the win for me. It's about the performance, and I think that's what we're striving for.
Gotcha. Look, again, just a final points, really, and focal questions on regards that awesome victory last week. Again, unforced errors you flagged, but in terms of the performance perspective, you must be delighted with the shooting prowess. I think Caden Corden and that name again, George Fisher, 96% shooting accuracy. So that's, again, I guess, a big positive to develop and build on. And just talk to me briefly, I appreciate that it's a squad game and they're all professionals, but Lindsay Keeble, player of the match, just tell me a little bit about why that was the case.
Yeah, definitely. It absolutely is a squad performance, and I think the relationship growing between Joe Tripp and Lindsay Keeble is fast growing, and I'm really pleased with some of the stuff that they were doing at Fast Five together when we lost out in the final to Wasps. They were doing some fantastic stuff there, and they've continued to grow on that in training. Rezia Kwoshi wasn't available due to the international test series. She's currently with the England Roses at the moment. So it was a good opportunity for them to step onto court and to really cement and to build on their partnership. And the work rate from Lindsay and from Joe was phenomenal. And Lindsay, she did a fantastic job of making sure that she was tidying up and getting those valid interceptions and really driving that ball through our attacking third and taking it into if the shoot opportunities. It really is. I think it's getting harder and harder to get your player of the match every match. Everyone's really riling for it and really putting their best foot forward. And that's what we want as coaches, to make sure that they're making our job as difficult as possible, not just for starting seven, but for the player of the match as well. And as you say, it's definitely a team game, and they're all developing and all pushing forward, which I'm really pleased with.
Hey, perfect. We'll push forward in just a second to preview your first home game of this season on Friday, the 25th. A sellout already against another strong team, another traditional champion, Loughborough Lightning. But just quickly, because you made some wonderful points there, at least tip of the iceberg perspective of the growth of netball generally. And how exciting is it that the Roses are just doing so well? A really gutsy win last week, coming from behind against world-ranked fifth New Zealand, up against the Proteas today, South Africa, at the wonderful Copper Box. I guess a few thoughts from Razi Kwashi. She must be loving being involved. And just generally your point of view on the Roses as they build in World Cup year.
Absolutely. I mean, the England Roses are doing phenomenally well at the moment, obviously beating, as you say, New Zealand. They had an amazing third quarter against New Zealand, which was fantastic. South Africa are not a team to be written off at all. The formidable Norma Plummer, who is an ex-Australia coach, she's in charge of the squad now, and she's doing some fantastic stuff. They've got some formidable players, and they are playing overseas. You've got Bongi, who's the captain of South Africa. She's playing for Wasps this year. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough game today. And then, obviously, they've got Australia as well to come. So it's by no means in the bag, that this quad series. But it's a fantastic opportunity, I think. People are taking England and netball and the squad seriously now, really seriously. They obviously had a fantastic Commonwealth Games last year. We've got Worlds coming up in July in Liverpool, which is, again, fantastic. My five-year-old are chomping at the bit to try and get to matches. And, you know, it's great. It's great the fact that people are talking about netball and interested about netball and watching the games, etc. is fantastic. And it's a great opportunity and a great time to be involved in netball. So, it's fantastic. For the youngsters to get an opportunity such as Rezia Kwoshi in this quad series to be part of it. She's come through the ranks and has been with Mavericks for 3 years and went away with the World Youth Games, as well as Gabby Marshall and George Fisher as well. So for the England A's, they had matches against Australia, New Zealand and South Africa as well last week. So, yeah, it's a great time at the moment. It's buzzing, and the Commonwealth, I'm sure it'll be buzzing later on today when they play South Africa as well.
It really is, and the wonderful arena itself, and again, great times for your great sport. But it's could well be great next Friday as the Mavs have that home fixture, the first of the season, against Liberal Lightning. I know, Kat, you're not going to reveal too many trade secrets ahead of that, but again, your sense of upward swing and what you're really looking performance-wise from that home fixture on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to getting in front of our home fans at the University of Hertfordshire Sports Village. It is a sellout, as you mentioned, so it would be fantastic. Hopefully to have our eight player and the home support from our amazing fans. Just looking forward to getting out and just playing in front of the home fans and getting the squad together again to push forward. Obviously, as I mentioned, the England A players have been out with their matches last week, so they missed training. And Raz is with the England Roses squad, so she rejoins us on Tuesday, as well as the England A players as well. So we've got three training sessions on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. Before we hit out against Loughborough, and as you say, they are a great squad. They are coached by my dear friend Sarah Bayman and assistant by Karen Atkinson, who was also at Mavericks as a coach as well. So we know them very well. Jo Tripp she's also played for Loughborough. So it's going to be good. It's going to be a great contest, and I'm really looking forward to the game.
Excellent. And always, we're going to support you all season, Kat, as you build on that great performance last time out. Again, this one's a sellout, but I know listeners will be enthused. We'll want to get on and support you throughout the season. What's the best way to find out more and maybe get involved throughout the season?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got matches in Colchester and Essex. We've got matches in the University of Hertfordshire, and we've also got matches Milton Keynes and the Marshall Arena in Milton Keynes as well. So if anyone wants to find out any more details about Mavericks, then they can go onto the website www.mavericksnetball.co.uk.
Excellent stuff. Kat, have a jolly good weekend. Good luck for Friday. I look forward to catching up with you throughout the season, and appreciate your time as always. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Tony. Cheers.